Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
G'day there.
Hello.
Hi.
You've downloaded our podcast, probably on the Listener app. If you got it somewhere else, I mean, that's still good, but there is a Listener app which you should go and get. It's really good. L-I-S-T-N-R. We dropped the E.
Why did we drop the E? Was there another one?
Because we're funky.
Yep. You can't spell any product. You can't spell it correctly. It's always going to be, you know, the S is a Z or.
Yeah. Yep.
It's really hard for a dyslexic girl, though.
Big show today. Interesting, Dear Abby, in there. I think there's, shouldn't say everyone's been in this situation. They've been in similar situations, I think. But we get some great advice out of that. We speak to one of your ex-boyfriends, Abby, about whether or not you should be allowed to melt down a bracelet that he gave you and turn it into earrings.
Which I am totally allowed to, unless Scotty heard it.
Yeah. Well, the thing that we talk about in there is that he was in love with you at the time that he gave it to you.
When you give jewelry, then you generally are.
So you think you only give jewelry when you're at love stage? You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I would say
it's a pretty big commitment to give jewelry. Jewelry's still got that seriousness to it, because when you're opening a box, I guess there's always a possibility of, oh God, what is this?
Yeah, right. So do you have to, like, I'm going to give you a gift now. It's in a box. It's not an engagement ring.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you're giving jewelry at the time that someone's hoping to be proposed to, no. Like, that's just nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you have to actually say.
Have you seen the really cute thing for proposals at the moment? I keep tagging one of our bosses here, Candy, because she knows she loves a dog. So the thing is to get the dogs to help with the proposal. Oh. So it's a new thing. So they teach the dog to, like, balance the engagement ring on the nose.
Oh, that's risky.
It's pretty cool, though. And they're like, hey, I've got a question to ask you. And then, like, the dog comes in and it's got that little engagement ring to the nose. It's really cute.
I just gaffed that bad boy. It saves us so much more time.
Are you proposing to someone?
No, if I was going to, I'm not going to sit there training my dog to balance something on his nose.
But look at it.
Oh, cute.
Oh, boosh, boosh, boosh.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh, and then, oh, well, this one's obviously just holding the box. It's a bit lazy.
Would you get married again?
What do you mean?
If you got divorced?
No.
Would you go a second time?
No, I don't think so.
God, would you? Nice rings. I probably would.
Would you?
I don't know. I can't rule it out. Depend on the circumstance. I'd like to think, nah, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, love makes you do crazy things.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I always think it's weird when people sort of, like, want to get married at, I guess, an elderly age. Well, how about the other day? There was someone that got married in Newcastle. She's in her 80s and he's 99 and they got married.
Yeah, right.
And they just wanted to be.
It's for the money.
I think they just wanted to
consummate the marriage.
Maybe. Or maybe die as husband and wife, as opposed to boyfriend and girlfriend. For them, it would have been so much more important. Yeah. I was watching it on the news. And
it's going to sound grim.
They met in the nursing home.
Where else were they going to meet?
At a bar.
That age.
Bingo. At the doctor's surgery. See, funeral home planning.
When my dad passed, my mum bought the plot beside him.
Does she still have it then?
Still there. I didn't even know this until we were back in Gladstone the other weekend for a wedding. And we went to put some flowers on Dad's grave.
Yeah.
And Mum, I'd never noticed that it was empty beside him. Mm. And Mum had said about her going there. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realise that was your wishes.
Mm.
And then I started thinking, what happens if you do that at the time you're married, the love of your life passes away, you buy the plot beside.
And then you meet someone else.
And then you meet somebody else.
And you sell the plot.
Well, but then you have to have that conversation, don't you, where you go, are you going back to that plot? Or are you, there's no right or wrong answer.
That is a hard one, but I also
that.
Feel like your mum was never going to meet anyone else.
Oh,
when
no.
you buy the plot next to
you kinda know,
them,
I guess,
you, I think
true.
She's made that commitment, and that's something that she's always stood by, do you know?
That's a good point. That's a really good point, yeah. Yeah, and I said to her, I said, I had no idea. She goes, well, it's all in my will and everything like that. And I said, you'll do as you're told, lady. She punched me.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know if I'd want to be in another relationship.
Mm-hmm. I guess it would all depend on the circumstances of that it ended. Like, I think if you lost them, it would be different to if you had a divorce or if they cheated on you, would be different.
Oh, no, then I would definitely
get married to his best friend.
I'd be open to anything.
All right, here we go. Let's roll the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ah, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he can bang up a chair without a care. He can put together a shelf without any help. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hotty for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Stabby, morning.
Morning.
It's got long hair. I just thought I'd throw that in.
I'll put that in
even,
next
week. Doesn't even rhyme.
His hair is long and he loves to have a billabong.
Chong.
I'll just write him, guys.
You don't need to help, sweetheart. You don't need to help.
Oh, I had from here. He can build a chair.
Oh, yeah, that does work. Yep. I think you're chasing a Jesus reference is maybe what he's going
for. He always,
for there.
Yeah, just calls him that because he's a carpenter and his birthday's around Christmas time.
Jagger and Hammer rhyme, remember?
No, they don't. We went through that. It really annoyed school teachers. Do not bring that back up again.
Now, Scotty.
Anyway, how are we, guys? Happy weekends. You know, lovely 3 weekends in a row.
Did you have a good weekend, Scotty?
Yeah, we had a fantastic time, didn't we, baby?
Did you manage to celebrate on the weekend, go out a bit, hang out with friends?
Probably too much, actually, yeah.
Just putting that out there for what you're going to bring to the table.
Right, today, bringing to the table, quick shout out to Timmy, the block lad, Friday night, good bloke. Just a quick one there for him.
Ended up like he was kissing him at the end of the night. They just met, so bromance. Yes, okay. Apparently they're catching up soon.
Yeah, bromance. Well, you know. So, what the back of this is all about is, I've got the footy on Saturday night, so I've got Mother's Day the next day, so I'm a bit worried I might not be able to look after the kids, because that's what it's all about, Mother's Day. You take the kids out and get them away from the wife, and hopefully she can put her feet up and chill out.
So
I'm going to get a voucher filled out, man. What's the go?
Well, no, Scotty has never ever, in 15 years that we've been dating, he's never said, I'll be home at that time and done it. So on Saturday night, he went out.
Comes home early, doesn't he?
He went, no, come on, mate. He went to the Oz Kick with our son, and he came home at about 10:45 with him. And we were putting him to bed, and he goes, I'm just going to pop down to the neighbour's house for a beer. I said, what? And he goes, one beer. I'm going to have one beer. I said, you're only going to have one beer.
No,
you swear it was only one. He came home stumbling in at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, must have been a long neck.
This is a point. He's never done it. And then he's not feeling good, and then he can't look after the kids the next day. And I said to him, you're allowed to go out on Saturday night, like go for it to the football. But I said to all the friends who are begging him to come out, and they don't ask him anymore because they said he's too irresponsible. So they come to me and they said, can we? And Craig came over yesterday and said, can I have a look at the calendar? I want to put it in. So there's nothing in on Saturday night you can. But he needs to be home at a certain time. So he sent through, Craig did, not Scotty, this contract that he needs
to sign.
Application for a night out with the boys. I request permission for a leave of absence from the highest authority in my life for the following period. You fill all of that in.
So it says the time that you're going out, the locations that you're going to visit, the time that you're getting home.
You tell the amount of alcohol you're going to drink, how many units of beer, wine, liquor. Yep. So you have to
agree
to it. I
don't know where you got this thing from, but it's brilliant.
Females with whom conversation is permitted, and there's a box there.
Look, I don't care the girls you chat to. I just care what time you're coming home to look after the kids.
There is also an important stripper clause on this. Did they create this?
Craig just found it on the internet and sent it through. And I was like, I said, Craig is the one now that needs to sign up on behalf of Scotty because he's too irresponsible. Like I said, that's too much on you. Like, do you really want him to go out?
I feel for Craig.
Scotty didn't even want me to talk about this on air because he says, you sound like a hectic wife. You seem too uptight. I was like, would you guys be okay?
Not a chance.
You wouldn't go out the night before Mother's Day.
God, no.
Never. You boys are coming. What are you talking about?
No. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take this to Esther and see what she says. Mate, I've got lunch on the Gold Coast with my mum, Esther's mum, all my sisters. No.
See, Scotty would rock up late. He wouldn't be able to look after the kids. He'd go to Mother's Day and everyone would be like, oh, Scotty.
What a larrikin.
Oh, what a larrikin. Mm. And he'll go, oh, yeah.
There you go. You'll get away with it.
I'll get away with it, see? You're really nice.
So what time are you going to be home?
Well, the game finishes at, about 10:45, so I'm thinking maybe 2 or 3.
It's a rough commute.
I tell you, fill in this application.
It's just at the Pineapple Hotel. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Fill in the application, and then when on Monday, we'll get you back on, or Tuesday,
and we'll go
through and we'll see if you stuck to your contractual obligations.
Oh, all right, I'll do it. Just, right. Can you print it out for me, honey?
No.
He's not even joking.
No, he's not. All right, good on you, Scotty. We will get a copy of this up on our Facebook page as well. I think this is excellent.
Do you like it? Yeah, yes. Only because you can fill it out accurately and yes. stick to it. For people like Scotty, it's his nightmare.
At the end, it says whether your request is approved or denied, mm-hmm. and you actually cut off the permission slip, so you take that with you on the night That's out. Funny. Keep it in your wallet. So good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
I do realise that the following could be a trigger to some people, and I hope that you do reach out if you find that you are in the one. 1-800-RESPECT is the number. If you want a Dear Abby, you can email it through dearabby@b105.com.au. This girl is looking for advice, and that's just what I want anyone who's gone through this, if you could help out, because she's written, my sister recently started seeing a co-worker. The relationship has moved pretty fast and them even moving in together. Since then, our whole family and her best friends have noticed that she's become withdrawn and changed. Her relationship has a large social media presence. She's always being showered with lavish gifts and dedicated long-winded posts about how much they love each other and dedicated to each other. Her partner, however, seems to dislike us, and we're unsure why. They are always inviting they're always invited to family events and have never been included, but yeah, they never rock up. Lately, it appears that a partner is not allowing us to have a relationship with her at all. Most recently, we were excluded out of all her birthday plans and were told that we couldn't see her for the day because she was busy. My sister sees no issue with this and only sees her partner doing loving gestures for her. More recently, they're saying that they can no longer come to family holiday because we have offended her partner by being upset about being excluded about all the birthday celebrations. She's very young and this is her first relationship. She only spends time with their family and works in the family-owned business. We've tried to discuss it with her, but she always gets defensive and upset. I was in the mindset that I should say nothing and let this relationship run its course. And I wonder now, though, is my sister in a coercive relationship and how I don't want to be the bystander if that takes place. Do I simply stay out of it, or as my partner thinks, I may be overreacting? What should I do? 13, 10, 60. Because it is hard. I am so happy that our society is changing to recognise a lot of the signs that domestic violence isn't just situations of physical. Now there are so many different matters in play.
Mm.
But I still don't know how to help those situations.
Mm.
You know, you need to be able to report it, and you need to always constantly be there saying that we love you, we're concerned about these.
Is and just playing devil's advocate here, is their approach maybe wrong in the fact of constantly pulling aside and saying, hey, he's not letting us hang around with you or whatever, rather than maybe taking the other angle of, hey, we'd love to do something for your birthday as well. What can we do?
Mm.
You know, I mean, I don't know, obviously know all the details of how intense it is, but I've just known in the past if you're to say someone's bad, it generally will push them away,
further away
rather
yeah.
than bring them back to you.
See, I would love to have a conversation with both of them.
Mm.
I was saying, like, why are you not coming to events? You know, our parents are really upset by it. But it is that thing where you stand past and then someone constantly is taken away from you guys and you lose, I guess, less contact with them. Then you don't have any control.
Yeah. Because
I just think anyone who is moved away from their family in a relationship, that's not a good sign.
No, but it's a really tricky one, isn't it? Because generally when you're in it, when that's happening to you, you either A, don't see it, or B, you sort of dismiss it. You come up with excuses as to why it's acceptable. So it's hard to get someone to even realise that it's occurring and it's a problem.
Or feel under attack from your family that they just don't like the person. It's a really tough one.
It'd be interesting to know if anyone realised that they were in that relationship and at what point you did.
Because
at that point, when you're lavished with gifts and you love them and they love you, you think everything's going the right thing. But when you take a step back and you say, at any moment, if your partner is stopping you seeing someone that you like, that is not on.
Yeah.
And if they're controlling different aspects of your behaviour and telling you what we're doing as a couple, that is completely wrong.
See, I think if you're in a healthy relationship, if your partner doesn't want to see their family, you should be the one encouraging them. You know, like really, I think it's the opposite partner's job to try and bring in the other family and make them feel as welcome as possible.
Yeah.
But let's see what people say here. 13, 10, 60. Whether you've been in this situation or you've got a family member, there might be some great advice that you can give this sister.
Sierra in Deception Bay, what do you think?
Hey, guys. So I think at this point in time, it's way too early to be getting involved. At the moment, her sister's still in the honeymoon phase of her relationship. She's still lovey-dovey. And if it is a domestic violence situation, she's definitely not going to see it. She's only going to see her family saying, we don't like this guy. Mm. And therefore, she's going to put her walls up and she's going to push away from them. So at the moment, the best thing that they can do is be there for her, include her and her new partner in as much as they can, invite them to everything, send them birthday presents and cards, you know, all that usual stuff like you would as to any other normal new relationship, and just be there for her for when things do start to fall apart. One day, hopefully, she will start to realise and she's going to need her family to fall back on.
Mm. Great advice. Thanks very much.
Nathan in Kalanga, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Abby.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. Thank you.
She gets so shy when people say that.
It's getting a bit embarrassing.
Everyone should do it. Everyone do it.
No, I don't need to do that. No, we had the same situation in my family, and like my mum got with somebody and he slowly pushed like me and my two brothers out, and he just took it in turn from me down to my next brother and then the next brother down sort of thing, and it just sort of, he was the greatest guy, and then, yeah, it sort of stopped going to family events, stopped coming to places, stopped doing things. Mm. We didn't want to go there because he was just in a foul mood when we'd show up, and it was one of those wanted the one, not the package sort of thing.
Yeah.
And eventually it just sort of pushed everybody away, and then it took her a while, but it eventually she realised that was happening and he sort of went bye-bye, but yeah.
Well, Nathan, did you have a conversation with your mum? Like, how many conversations do you have saying, hey, it's not right that he's not allowing us to come over? And
millions. Yeah. All the time. And even my auntie and everybody had the same sort of conversations with her on a regular basis.
She saw it as everyone just not liking him, though, did she?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. And it was the point where my auntie and mum didn't see each other for about 3 years, right. 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's tough. So much manipulation that goes on for them not to see it, but it's don't give up. Anonymous number one, what's your story on it?
I would say that having experience being in a relationship like that where you are sort of getting, having to push your family away, and like, at first you probably don't know, like, you definitely don't see it.
Mm.
And then, like, even if you do realise, like, you maybe just want to keep quiet about it because you feel like, you know, you've really got nowhere to turn because by that point everyone's, you know, pissed off or pushed away or, you know, you really need someone, you know, that's a constant there that, you know, doesn't stop inviting you to things, that, you know, doesn't stop talking to you just because, you know, you're with someone that they don't like, or, you know, that person's doing something wrong. It's really refreshing to have someone in your life that, like, is there for you. And
so you need that person that will not give up regardless of the situation or being pushed away. They just keep being there for you.
That's great advice. Anonymous number two, you're on the air with us. What do you think about this one?
I reckon the family should be stepping in. My partner went through it for about 14 years. It started with being pushed away from family and friends, same thing, not coming to family events and stuff like that. It ended up taking my sister-in-law coming over from interstate and international to sit down with her and go, listen, this isn't right. He ended up being controlling that he had all the money was in his name, all the cars were in his name. When she had to up and leave, she just packed a bag and left. She had nothing to her name because it was all to him. Right. She didn't have a leg to stand on with the courts or anything like that. Even it came down to as controlling as keeping the kids and then manipulating what they thought of her new partners and that type of thing.
So when you say step in, though, I think what this sister's worried about is that by stepping in and being...
She might be cut off.
Yeah, or being not aggressive about it, but, like, being forceful about, hey, it's wrong, she's worried she's going to get pushed right away.
Yeah, and I think with that, you know, it's obviously a fine line you've got to walk between pushing them away and making them realise what's going on, but it's easier to step in now while it's nice and early, and then she's stuck for 10 years or something with the wrong guy and then has no leg to stand on when she leaves.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you to everyone that called up. But if you notice that you were in this relationship or maybe you want advice for people that are of how you can help, please call 1-800-RESPECT.
Yeah, that's 1-800-737-732.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Healthy Skin Kitchen for anyone who wants glowing, healthy skin.
Yeah, joining us this morning, Karen Fisher, her book, The Healthy Skin Kitchen. It is out right now. You can get it from all great bookstores. We are going to hit her right now with some ways to have beautiful skin through food, right?
Well, I know that's why. You know how sometimes we live like, oh, just give us a pill, just give us a scenario for it. But you can understand that food can be your medicine. So we just want to run through some of the common things that women, and you guys can throw in as well, any that you have, conditions that they have, and see what food we should be eating or maybe avoiding for that condition.
So, Karen, obviously, for perfect skin for men, two-piece feed from KFC once a week.
And a VB.
Ignore them. I'm going to go through some others, actually. Do you mind?
Yeah.
What about for acne? Because you think that you probably go through it as a teenager, but even, I guess, people are saying adult acne they're still getting. What are some of the foods that we should be eating for it to try and get rid of it or to avoid it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, traditional societies that don't have our modern Western foods actually don't get acne. There's lots of research showing how, you know, the natives who have a natural whole food diet actually don't get acne. They don't get it as teenagers and they definitely don't get it as adults. So we've learned a lot from looking at what they do. And look, our modern foods, they're so greasy and high in fat, you know, your average pizza, takeaway food. I think fancy restaurants actually have the worst food for, you know, adult acne because it's all about the flavor. You know, everything's got butter and salt and sugar in it. So you get the wow factor taste sensation. So that's dulling our taste buds. So when we do get the natural foods, you know, it's a little ho-hum. So look, if somebody has something like acne, the first thing I say is, you know, you need to cut down on the oils in your diet. And even, you know, a healthy, very, very healthy diet can be really problematic for acne as well. You know, we're all, you know, saying almonds are great for your health and coconut oil and things like that. Well, for someone with acne, that wouldn't be good either.
What about for hair loss?
Yes, yeah. What about for hair loss?
Like, what can you be eating to help that?
Oh, look, absolutely. So, look, hereditary male baldness is a slightly different topic, but alopecia, where people lose their hair through stress and trauma, and poor diet and nutritional deficiencies play a massive, massive part of that as well. So your B vitamins are super important for growing luscious hair. So your biotin all your B vitamins are fantastic. Zinc's important. And look, learning how to relax and not stress is a massive one. You know, your belly breathing. You know, some people even find that, you know, changing their work situation really, really helps. But you need to also get enough protein. And our protein is a massive thing. So, you know, someone with hair loss, you know, they wouldn't do well on a vegan diet just because it's really hard to combine your protein. You have to combine, you know, your lentils and your legumes with your rice. So, yeah, more protein, good quality protein, you know, your lean lamb. Fish is super important and not having nutritional deficiencies. So, you know, something like a multivitamin would be a really great first step as well.
And going through another one, what about for eczema?
So eczemas, look, there's, I would say there's easy eczema and difficult eczema. Easy eczema, you know, you just pop on a cream and you'll be fine. But for most of us, there's a whole range of food intolerances. So with eczema, we want to just reduce the chemicals in our diets. We want to reduce the histamines in foods and the salicylates in foods. So look, something that's super healthy and great for the average person, like avocado and, you know, fermented foods and things like tomato, super bad for eczema. So we want to just have more gentle foods. We want to have things more like the red cabbage. So it's got your anthocyanins, but it's really gentle and detoxifying. So, you know, oats is another really, really important thing for someone with eczema or acne.
Here's one for you. And I know that a lot of us will go, well, look, you can't really get over it. It's just... It's just something that you have as a woman. What about cellulite? Is there anything you can do to reduce it, or is it symptoms of your diet that may be making it worse?
Absolutely. I've been through my stages where I had cellulite and I got rid of it. And look, it's bloody hard work for a start. So, you know, taking things out of the diet, you know, dairy products can cause problems. Sugar is a massive one. So it is an overhaul of your diet and getting fit as well. You know, you look at athletes, and I don't think I've ever seen an athlete with cellulite either. So it's almost a full-time job getting rid of cellulite. So I say, you know, learn to love your body, wear flattering clothes, do the best you can. Look, I've got heaps of recipes in the book for getting rid of cellulite, or for minimizing it as well. And it's absolutely possible to get rid of it. But I just say, you know, do you really want to?
No, I think I'd prefer the red wine, actually. Let's scrub that one out, if that's all right. You said full-time job, and I went, no, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, we always want to fix things about ourselves, and the easiest thing is to go to some sort of pill, but we can really help out by just eating a bit better. The Healthy Skin Kitchen, it is out right now in all good bookstores. Karen Fisher, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow, guys. $10,000 on the line every single day. Here are two answers.
Table tennis and toucan. Toucan?
Toucan.
Toucan.
Toucan. Toucan. It's a bird.
How many people can play tennis?
Toucan. You're funny.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
All right, last week, I want to take you back to a little conversation we were having about jewellery.
I have a bracelet that I haven't worn that an ex-boyfriend gave to me, and I haven't thrown it out because it was such a big deal for him to give it, and because we're still friends, I should melt it down, but if I melt it down, does the whole essence of it still exist?
But if he spent good money on some gold...
Yeah.
It's a shame to let it go to waste. Do what you want with it. Get something nice. Get yourself something nice.
What are you going to melt it into, though?
It's earrings.
Yeah.
Earrings. Hoop earrings.
Pretty nice.
Because I can only wear real gold, if you guys are interested in getting presents for my birthday. Only real gold, yeah.
You were going to combine it with some pearls from your grandmother or something, weren't you? Make it a real piece.
Yeah, well, when I went to go and see them, they're like, you can melt down old jewellery. It's a done thing these days, and then you pay less money. And I was like, well, that's a bit of a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah. Recycling.
We threw it out to the people. Here's what they said.
I have had two pairs of earrings joined together. I've had a necklace made into an anklet,
right,
and a heavy necklace made into a bangle.
I had my wedding and engagement ring remade into a really big dress ring.
Did you have to have the conversation about giving it back?
Shit, no. I held on to it.
Well done, Katie.
It did get that conversation going about whether or not you need to ask permission.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing to do right now is get said ex-boyfriend on for you to ask their permission. And it's just so wonderful that person happens to be Labby, who used to work on this radio station.
He now goes by Jace, don't you now?
Isn't it weird? I know relationships inside radio are very incestuous. Also, haven't you got enough money that you can buy new earrings? Like, you've been doing that job for years.
That's a good point.
You'd be surprised. I think someone sucked all the money out of them when they were here. I've kept it, right? And I don't know if you remember the bracelet.
Semi.
Oh, really? He remembers.
See, he doesn't even care.
You don't even care.
No. I do remember. Yeah, I remember. It was a long time ago, but I do remember.
Would you be offended if I melted it down?
No, I think because so much time has passed. I think if it was like I'd just broken up with someone and then like a year or two later, I found out that they're making into something, you'd be like, oh, come on, mate. But like, yeah, there's been so much time it's passed.
Have any of the other exes you've given it to melted it down or just...
probably, or just thrown it out.
Is that what it is? You just got bulk and got heaps? See, would you be upset? Because I haven't worn it because I just... It's quite a chunky bracelet. So if I wore it,
She doesn't like it, mate.
I gather that, Maddie. Don't worry.
How many years? This was over 20 years ago. But I don't wear it because Scotty would go, oh, who gave you that? And it'd be like, oh.
But here's a question for you, right? Say if you melted it down and then bought earrings, like, and your partner at the time, in your case, Scotty, knew that it was an ex's original, like it was from an ex originally, aren't you now wearing that old jewellery anyway? Well, even though it's just in a different shape?
No, that's what we're trying to work out, if it gets rid of the past.
The mojo.
And it's a new one. Because I haven't worn it because of that reason. Because Lou, your wife, if she was wearing jewellery that an ex gave her, you would not like that.
We just went to dinner the other week. Imagine if she was like, hey, Ab, I love your earring. And then I'd be like, oh, here we go. This is going to be interesting.
Good content, though, Jase.
Yeah, oh, amazing.
See, I don't think I would hate it if my wife was wearing jewellery from an ex. So
Do you think it's different if it's an engagement ring compared to, like, a bangle?
Yeah,
or just, you know,
yeah, probably.
Like...
Did you get her an engagement ring?
See, I think that it's still just jewellery. Like, I think it's whatever meaning you put into it. Do you know?
Yeah,
like,
but you're tight. You love the whole recycling angle.
Yeah, I know. Well, environmentally, I like to go with, but yeah.
You know what I think? Earrings seem a bit too intimate. Why don't you turn it into, like, a belly button piercing?
Oh, my God.
And whack that in your navel and be like, this was from Labby.
For my midlife crisis, yeah. I get it redone. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. I reckon I can still put it through. This is a question, though, as well. The semi-remembering of the bracelet.
Yeah.
If I was going to go and get it mailed down and they go, oh, sweetheart, this isn't actually real gold.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, let's run with that hypothetical.
No.
Do you remember how much you paid for
it? See, I thought it was a real... Because remember, you didn't pay full price. Your friend was working at the jewellery store.
Yeah, I would have got some sort of deal or probably credit to the jewellery store on air. Yeah, no, I'm sure it'll be real. I wouldn't be trying to flock an office. Here's an engagement ring. Enjoy the cubic zirconia I got here.
It is stamped Rock Lee Markets, so...
Bloody engravers. Yeah.
So you're fine with it. If she melts it down, turns it into earrings, you wouldn't be offended.
Guys, even if I said I wasn't, do you think it's like, come on, we're dealing with Abby. Do you think she's going to go, all right, well, I won't go melt that down?
It's already at the jewellers, mate. It's
the only thing I don't want you to do, though, is if I wear them, go, oh, they're the earrings I got you.
Oh, 100% I will.
It's like you got her another gift.
Yeah. I'll trade off that for another 20 years.
Were you guys, though, and I think this is important to note, were you at the love stage when the gift was passed over? Because I think there can be difference in gift giving if it's just like we've started going out and we're wooing, or were you like in love with Abby when you gave her the jewellery?
I reckon I was, and then she probably took it as a parting gift. Like, oh, thank you very much. It's nice that we're exchanging things as I leave.
That is so not true. No, that's not true. No, it was a full-on gift at the time, though, because we just started going out.
Right. Okay. So you were more into the relationship.
God, you can't win. They don't give me enough gifts. They've given me a gift that's too expensive at the start of a relationship. Like, what do we do?
I'm sorry. It's not me. It's just you're too nice.
Still in the room.
Yeah. Too nice. That's my favorite.
Yeah, no, I loved the bracelet. I used to wear it, but then it came to a point.
It's not me.
Yeah.
All right. Melt down bad boy. Get yourself some earrings.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Treasury Brisbane boasts over 10 restaurants and bars. The choice is deliciously yours. Discover more at treasurybrisbane.com.au.
Party people!
Abby's 40K birthday.
Like the way you do this. Yeah, this party's on it.
Party like you shiver,
Only 2.5 weeks to get yourself tickets to come along to the party that Chris Hemsworth is invited to, and $40,000.
I think you guys peaked too early.
Oh.
Because people are like, when is your actual birthday? And I was like, I was not for a while. The party's for a while. They're like, oh, we're hearing a lot about it. And I do appreciate it, though, because I did say, let's not do anything. And now look at us.
Well, doing everything.
It's at the Treasury Brisbane. So we've given ourselves as much time to get tickets out there to everyone. There's 40 grand on the line.
I just wanted it to be a birthday that we pass. We just don't mention it. And it's not, I know you keep, Maddie's a bit annoyed and he's a bit younger than us. So I'm trying to explain it to him.
Okay.
That it's like, I know that you're happy to be 40 because you already act like an old man. But I love being young and I think that I'm so young and I act like it. And I love life. I love just going out there. There's so many things I want to do. That when you get to that milestone of 40, you are on the next, you're on a downhill slope. Like the next one's 50.
So you're saying you turn, so you what you do is you're on a trajectory to 40.
Yes.
And then you're on a trajectory to death.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I've always thought. I'm like, well, I'm not 40 yet. I'm still young. And then all of a sudden I'm here and I'm like, Whoa.
Yeah, well, statistically, you probably have lived half your life.
Yeah, and then what am I going to just talk about, like, old age issues?
Well, that we can finally bond.
I don't want to do that.
Reflect on the good times.
No, I love life and I like going out. I just don't want to act like an old person.
Well, don't. You just spent 2-3 days on the grog, so you're probably doing a good job of that.
Is that the rebellion?
I should probably stop doing that, shouldn't I? It's been 40 years.
Responsibly.
No, I didn't drink that young. But I can understand how it is a milestone and people start going, oh, wait, I want to change. Mm. Like, now I can have an understanding of people having, like, a midlife crisis.
I think,
like, wanting to go out and just do something different, completely changing your look or your circumstances or buying a sports car. I can get that. Yeah. I can get behind that.
Is 40, though, more confronting for a woman than a man?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
So you were iffy about turning 40?
To be honest, I was iffy about turning 20. But
really?
Yeah, because you're not a teenager anymore. I had my little freak out then, but I think it's generally the time most men have a midlife crisis.
See, I thought this was later. This was like 50.
I thought so too. 60, the 50s was when
they go and buy a Harley, because men generally don't realise it until later on. They're kind of like Peter Pan, so when you do, it's like a full-on one.
Mm.
Where girls have always anticipated, I guess.
So I'm trying to see. Midlife crisis, they're saying at early 50s for men.
Mm.
This is the internet, of course.
Got that to look forward to.
You know what I'm really annoyed about? And this is a message to everyone out there who's in their teenage years, in their 20s or 30s.
Mm.
Do whatever you can to get over your problems of not loving yourself. And I mean that in all honesty, because I wasted so many years in my 20s and 30s hating so many aspects of myself and having so many troubles that didn't really exist.
Mm.
So do whatever you can now to get healthy in mind and body and whatever that means. There you go. There's my inspiration.
Because it's a bit long for the T-shirt, so if we could just cut it down slightly.
Now they're all going, this 40-year-old woman telling me what to do.
I know. I just wish I could bundle it and give it to her because I was such a troubled teenager and I didn't really have to be. I was, you know, my kids were watching The Mole and I was so embarrassed by watching it. I look back and I go, my God, I hated myself then. And I look back and I was like, I was pretty awesome.
You were banging. So you looked at that and you went, look at me, I was good then?
Yeah, and I was like, I can get back to that.
All that bone broth you're drinking.
Yeah,
who knows?
Baby.
Are you going to have, what are you going to do? Because I feel like you should have a 40 life crisis. Now's the time at your 40th.
Well, I can't shave my hair.
I've done that. Yeah.
Should I get a piercing?
Yeah.
Or a tat? You don't have tattoos, do you?
No, I got a tattoo. I got it removed.
A sports car. You can drive me places.
Yes, if you think you have ideas, Mr. Cash Shop.
13, 10, 60. Here's what we want to ask. They're saying men have their midlife at 50, which is strange that women have it at 40 because women live longer than men.
That's true.
So really, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like we get an extra 10
so
years.
We are so silly, aren't we?
So 13, 10, 60, did you have a midlife crisis then?
Yeah, did you get a younger boyfriend?
Calm down.
No, I was meaning if you were single. Did you
listen to you? What should I do, guys?
Yeah.
Did you get a younger man?
No, I was just thinking for other people out there, ideas.
I did it, Abby, so you should. Really enriched my life.
Best thing I ever did. Lexi in Capella Bar. Did you have a midlife crisis at 40?
No, more 30. I freaked out at turning 30.
Mm-hmm.
I married a younger man then. Now I'm in my 40s. It was fantastic and definitely gone back to a more age-appropriate man.
How young was that guy that you married?
So 7 years younger than me.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I'd always been with older guys. My first husband was 7 years older than me.
Mm.
And, yeah, left him and went with a younger man, but, yeah, saw the light and went back.
Are you happier now than you've ever been, Lexi?
Yeah, I am. Actually, 40 is fantastic. I wouldn't go back to my 20s or 30s.
There you go. Could be the best thing that happens to you. And you can't stop it anyway, so you may as well look at it positively.
All right, so there you go. Are you gonna go older or younger?
I'm happy with Scotty.
Glowing review. Glowing review. Go, you're
that's
gushing.
What we, that's
stop
what we
it.
Write on our anniversary card.
Gushing.
Kate and Marumba Downs. 40 life crisis. They're saying that's when women have their midlife crisis. What did you do?
I went to Sydney and bought a car on the spur of the moment.
Okay.
Oh, I love a spur of the moment. So take us through, did you just see it online and went, I need it? What happened?
I've been eyeing them off for about 5 years, mm-hmm. and then I had a quick look on car sales, and I went, oh, they've got one in my price range, I'm going, and just went and bought it.
There you go.
What was it?
It was a Renault Megane.
Oh, wow. See, maybe I need a new car.
New man, new car.
New you, girlfriend.
Jackie, what else does she need? Because you had one of these 40 life crises.
Oh, I'm telling you, Abby, what you don't need is to be having a baby at 40, especially with two grown-up children.
Oh, so was it planned then, Jackie?
Well, I thought it was planned. I was divorced with two grown-up children and thought I'd met the love of my life, and I'm not sure what was worse, choosing an Irishman or having a child with him at 40. Either way, I'm 50 this year, and I'd still love to be doing my 40s all over again, Abby. You're going to have the best night.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Thank you. I just
bye, guys.
Bye. Siobhan, our producer's having a baby with an Irish man. That's...
Yeah, but she's 30. Yeah, she'll be right.
She'll be right.
Yeah. And she's Irish as well, so she knows what she's getting
too
into.
Irish. Make her right. Tracy, what did you do in your 40 life crisis?
Good morning, guys. I'm about to hit 42, Abby, and I have decided I'm going to be the world's best drummer or guitar player.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what, Casey? This is so weird. I've just been trying to find guitars on Gumtree, and I'm trying to pass it off as the fact that maybe my sons would like to learn, and they're like, we don't want them. And I'm like, yeah, you will. But it's sort of nice to have one in the car. Have you started lessons?
No, I haven't, but I have been to the music shop a couple of times.
Why guitar or drums? Why a musical instrument?
I'm going to start a band.
Because music is awesome, Maddie. You should know that. You work in radio.
Yeah.
And sitting around a campfire, you can sit around, have some wines, pretend to play and sing.
Hit the drums.
I had drums once and my husband told me he was going to move out if I kept playing them. So I had to sell them.
We're around the campfire. All right, everyone, get together. Do, 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 do.
That'd be great.
We can form a band.
Yeah. If you start rocking up to parties with an acoustic guitar.
After years of paying you out for it.
It'll be awesome because I'll bring mine too and we'll jam.
Yeah, girlfriend.
Oh, hang on. We've got a guitar here. We've got a guitar here.
No, this is the wrong one, isn't it?
Give it a go. Hey, you don't know how to play the guitar. You're not going to know if it's out of tune or not.
Well, you'll know it's out of key.
Here you go, Casey.
Beautiful.
Sing something. Sing us a song.
No, I'm just a guitarist.
Happy birthday to you.
Good
don't
one, Casey.
Don't stop.
Oh, man, we are going to be lit.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'll tell you where you should put your money.
I put it in the bank. That place is great.
Now, I just assume everyone is as basic as I am. And when I was reading today about Channing Tatum and Jenna, his ex-wife, are at odds at the moment over his Magic Mike money.
Have they officially finalised the divorce? No.
Well, in 2019, they came to an agreement, apparently. Mm. But now she's come back and said, I want some more of the Magic Mike money. And
Magic Mike just keeps getting tipped, doesn't it?
Well, he's got the stage show that's making
cash. I've seen. It's coming to Brisbane soon. And we are all going, girlfriends.
Awesome.
Just because... epic dancing and storyline.
Of course, naturally. I was like, what is he? Is he just got like separate bank accounts for all the jobs he does? Because like if you go to my net banking, I've got like money for holidays, you know, like money for bills, like all the different ones. And I was like, surely he doesn't just go like Magic Mike and then whatever other things.
21 Jump Street. Yeah. 22 Jump Street. We'll combine those because it's the same film. Really.
Instagram, like, posts or whatever. So, but no, that's not what he's doing. But we do have a lot of different accounts. And I'm a bit annoyed at my cousin, right? My blood cousin, who should be on my side, but is very close to my wife, Esther, who openly, in front of me, encourages Esther to get her own bank account that I can't get to.
So she doesn't have one? She doesn't have a separate one?
See, all of our accounts are shared.
Mm. Well, remember that they're not doing the Dolomite account in schools anymore because they thought it didn't have any benefit, but it was a benefit because that was mine.
Oh, yeah?
So that was always my separate account. This is really weird because I called yesterday and cancelled it.
You cancelled it? You killed your Dolomites off.
No, I killed my... I actually get tears thinking about it. I cancelled my separate account.
Well, finally, it's time to commit to your husband and not hide things from him.
Oh, I know, right?
Why do women... See, I think women more do this. Because my cousin, she said she's got her own account.
You don't need to know the cost of hair appointments. So we like to downgrade it. And we work our butts off to be able to have that extra money in there so that we can do it. The shampoo that Esther and I bought, I'm mortified at how much that was. You don't want to put that on your shared account. So what am I going to do now?
Are you saying you guys, you have your own accounts for the benefit of the men so we don't have to harbour
the
stress?
So you don't have heart attacks.
Is that what you're saying?
For your own good. Yeah, and also I will buy things for the kids that he'll say that we don't need. Or I'll buy new sheets that he'll go is ridiculous.
Well, that's true.
So the ridiculous items. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to freshen up the house and you like it. You love those pillows.
See, this is what I've always said. Separate accounts is the way to go. I don't know why everyone thinks that when we get married, you have to put all your money in the same pool.
See, I'm a big
believer in that. I think with the more shares, like sharing things you've got, we've now come to an understanding that we don't bicker about what each other spends.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So now, I cancelled it because I was sick of the $6 fee every month.
So now is he going to be able to see all the money that you spend?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think she's just realising that she doesn't like it.
The $6 was probably worth it, wasn't
it? It was $6 of freedom a month. And can you really put a price on freedom? No, you can't. So $6, pretty cheap, isn't it?
No, because we should be committed adults who can talk openly.
What if he had a secret
loving
account?
Away.
What if he had an account that you can't access?
He does. He doesn't have any money in it.
Because you found it.
If I'm going to be completely honest, completely honest with the whole thing, I have that separate account and he has a separate account. Hmm. I've also got another account that is a joint account that he has never logged into because I've said to him, here's the code words for it.
And then you changed the password.
No, yeah. And he never got around to doing it. So it's still there. If he ever wants to call, he can get it, but they won't give me permission.
No one's sitting on a hold at the bloody bank to get into it. How much have you got stashed in there?
Mm-mm-mm.
In the tens?
Mm-mm-mm.
Maybe Esther does have
one. I'm trying to save up for school fees.
Sure.
Honestly, that's what I'm trying to do.
Maybe, I don't know. See, I don't get why women want to have a secret account all the time. You ladies are obsessed with secret accounts.
So when I said the hair and the hair
none
shampoo
of it.
And that.
Yeah, but we know how much you spend.
No.
Like, we know it.
You don't. Can I do a test for you tomorrow on all these items that we buy? You see if you can guess how much it is.
I reckon I would nail it. I'd be within $5.
Okay. See, I wouldn't know because Kat uses her own account to buy it. I've never seen the price. I know it's expensive.
Yeah, we get a perfect relationship, mate.
Same. If you took a lesson from me, you might not be in this situation worrying
what
about your $6.
You?
Oh, my $6 is gone, my fake account.
Yeah, but then we get to like flirt with like, you spent too much money.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I did.
See, Esther and I do that.
I'm naughty.
When Esther leaves the house, I always say to her about being on a budget all the time now.
Yeah.
I go, remember you're on a budget.
It's like our flirting thing. Yeah.
Cool. When I said to her, because we're trying to tighten up our money, when I said we're on a budget for financially, she said, that's good because we're also on a sex budget. I was like, no, okay, got me there.
See, and maybe then she negotiates more money. And how she does that. I'm going to test you tomorrow, okay?
All right, easy. Within $5, done.
Okay.
All right.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
It was a bit rainy yesterday and I was just waiting for the ground to dry out so we could take the kids to the park. They're obsessed with footy, so I'm getting footy. But hubby was working and I thought, you know what, I'll take them to the movies. Like, I've got this. Mm. Three kids at the movies. I've got this. They like movies. My eldest one's really great. My middle one, he's grown enough to watch movies. And the youngest one has started. So I was like, yep, first time to the movies.
Great.
What an absolute disaster.
Hey.
After the credits, I was like, no, this is not happening. It's not happening. And as I was walking out of the Garendale Event Cinemas, I went, you are never going to the movies again. That was it. I hope you enjoyed your last time. And then another girl goes to me. That's exactly the conversation we just had with our kids. Can I just say, it is so rewarding when you hear someone else say that as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's so good. That's so good.
When you're in pain, it's good to see someone else in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it makes you feel as I'm doing my parenting fails, I like to realise that, you know, so do others. So that's the last movies we went to. Thanks, but no thanks.
When I paint, for some reason, it's almost like I've tipped the bucket upside down over my head because it gets all over me.
What are you painting? A pretty picture?
Well, this is the...
A landscape?
The part that's, you know, a bit
Mr.
embarrassing.
Squiggle, upside down.
Still life.
Yeah. Nude photos?
Nudes.
Yeah. You know, old school.
Portrait. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Going to hang it up
in
the
mirror.
House. In the house. No, the amount of paint on me was suggesting to people over the weekend that I had painted half my house. But no, it's just a couple of fence palings. Having to tell everyone that I'm covered in the same amount of paint as a painter who has probably painted the whole Queensland Government building. No, just a couple of fence palings. It's a little shameful. Thanks, but no thanks.
Got El Doggo, Angus, Gussie Boy. And he's poops in the backyard, which is the most preferable place to poop. So we bought some...
Get inside! I'm crapping in the yard.
You know where the toilet is.
Got some pavers so we could walk to the clothesline without the minefield of running into one of his dirty businesses. Now we started pooping on the cobblestones that we put down.
No.
Oh, look what they've done for me. Yeah, lovely. So now you can walk on the grass.
Yeah, the grass is freed up.
Who's
again.
Who's picking it up in your house?
We all are if you see it. This is bags down there and you just you grab it.
But is it sort of, you know how they say in a marriage it's just pushing down the bin until it can't go down any further? is it the same out the back, like ignoring them until...
Nah, it smells too bad. You're better off for everyone just picking it up. Yeah, brilliant. So it's fun having a dog.
It's a fun way to kill a couple of hours.
So thanks for nothing.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.